your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with John Horvat. You know, John and his organization represent a couple of very, very important elements of my life. And I say that because I'm very, very concerned about our country, both from a secular and from a non-secular standpoint. I get most of my secular information, obviously, from my Bible study, but I also get an awful lot of information from John Horvat. John's a great guy. We need to do what he is supporting with his organization, and we need to do it now in our country. John, we've never really talked in depth about your organization. Mm-hmm. Let's do that right now. Give as complete an explanation, sir, as you can.
Okay. Well, I'm with an organization called the American Society for the Defense of Tradition, Family, and Property, TFP, and we're a civic organization of Catholic inspiration that defends tradition, family, property, because these are the three pillars of any civilization.
Yes,
you have to
are.
Have those. And without them, the civilization perishes. And so we do this through books, publications, educational work, campus ministries, seminars, all sorts of activities, street campaigns. We try to get the word out to influence public opinion, especially public opinion in general.
Well, I have to tell you, somebody really has to take a stand right now. I take as much of a stand as I can on our radio show because I am very, very nervous about the direction mm-hmm. that our country is headed right now. We need solid values. We need solid values. We need a good world to live in, a great environment to raise children in. Next mm-hmm. week, I will be interviewing a representative from Imprimis magazine, Imprimis, which is a newsletter that comes out from Hillsdale College. We need to get more mm-hmm. people like yourself and the people from Imprimis on the show because we do have a good audience. Our audience really is a common sense group of people, and we need to get support from them for the two organizations, yours and Hillsdale College also. You guys are making a big difference, I think, in the country, at least on the college level. But let me ask you a question, John. When it comes to the type of response that you get when you visit colleges, universities, et cetera, tell me a little bit about that response. And if it's is it ever combative?
It usually is combative because we go to the campuses with the hot button issues of the day.
Yep.
Abortion is one of them. I mean, today it's been around a long time, but nonetheless, it is very hot button. The marriage issue, also transgender issue, all those issues are almost guaranteed to get you into a very heated discussion. And usually it's a discussion that's they just don't use reason anymore. It's not a rational discussion. It's usually being shouted out or spit upon or, you know, just
oh, come on, John.
Identities.
You got kids that are spitting on you?
Oh, we do. Yes. Doesn't take much. They don't know how to answer the arguments in favor of these issues, and so they just get very desperate. So we do have we do go on campaigns. We do have a lot of support on campus as well. You know, students who are very relieved to find people who support tradition, family, property on their campus. You know, that sometimes they can't believe it, but they come up to you, they shake your hand, they just say, "Well, it's great to have you on campus." But the other side is exactly the opposite.
Boy, I got to tell you, Johnny, that is just a real, real shame, in my opinion. You know, I'm sitting here, admittedly, I'm a senior citizen, but, you know, my values have never changed since day one, I have to say that. It mm-hmm. boggles my mind when you have very specific advice given in both the Old and the New Testament, and how people say, the only response that I've gotten whenever I bring that up, quite frankly, is a former mm-hmm. friend of mine said, "I don't believe in the Bible. That's simply a work of fiction. You can't prove it. I don't believe in God. You can't prove his existence." My comment to that is, I can prove it by my own experience, which I think is a pretty, you can't be much more truthful than that, John.
Right, yeah, it's you're getting into to very, very basic things there when you get to that point, and you know, and it's often, you know, it's often very difficult to argue those points, or it's pretty futile.
Yeah,
I mean, but even today, you're getting into more even more obvious points that shouldn't be debatable, but things like identity or existence or do you really exist? Or who do you think you are? What do you think you are? You know, these students, you know, you say, oh, what if you're a tree? And he says, I could be a tree. You know, these are the kind of things you get on campus that are very, very basic. And, you know, the foundations of logic are, you know, at stake here, not just moral issues, that the independent issues that you're debating.
Well, I certainly don't think abortion is an independent issue, you know. I have a friend who I do a Bible study with, who's a gynecologist, and he refuses to vote for any member of the Conservative Party because he said, in my 40, 50 years of practice as a gynecologist, I never, ever, ever experienced a rational reason for a woman who wanted an abortion. And he's that hardcore about it, and he won't do it.
Right, right. Well, I mean, it is, yeah, exactly that, exactly that. It's not only a religious issue, it also has to do with natural law, which is the moral code that's embedded upon our souls, you know,
yeah.
Regardless of how you believe. It's every man has that conscience, that those rules that are set upon our souls that should govern us, and we know what is wrong when we violate those rules.
Yeah, we certainly do. Let me ask you one question. This is a little bit out there, but not really, and I don't want to go into it at length. We can talk about this next time when you're on the program, but I read your missive today about the Pope's stance on transgender issues and the Pope's stance on abortion. I find that to be absolutely mind-boggling that the head of my church would have that stance, and you know what it is.
Right, yeah. It's not to say, you know, the church is made up of men, and men are fallible. They are not gods.
I guess that's one way to put it. They will make mistakes.
We've had bad popes in the past. We've had bad leaders in the past that have led us astray, but that God is in charge, and
that
we have
right.
to be confident that he is in charge. But we do have to deal with bad leaders, both in the secular field and the religious field. They're out there, and the crisis is very grave.
It's very great, to say the least. John, I appreciate you taking some time to do this. I know we're recording a little bit early this week, specifically on Friday. Thanks much for your time, sir. You're a great individual. You are really making a positive difference in humanity.
All right, thank you very much. Great to be on.
Okay, John, thanks. I'll put it up. It'll air tomorrow. Thanks, man. See ya.
Okay. All right, God bless.
Well, God bless you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.